And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure.
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson. It's another gorgeous, gorgeous Chamber of Commerce day here.
You know, we just can't get enough these days.
No, you're right about that. You're right about that.
We produce them left and right. They're just falling out of our pockets.
It's amazing. The weather's so nice. So many people out there walking, jogging, riding their bikes, walking their dogs. I mean, it's a gorgeous Tucson day.
And this is the best time of year. Well, any time of year in Tucson is the best time of year, especially I love the summer. I love the heat.
You do like the heat.
But right now there's tons of events going on. We have the rodeo coming up. We have a huge golf tournament coming up.
Right, the Accenture Match Plays coming up.
The Gem Show is just finishing up tonight at Tucson Convention Center, I believe, is the centennial-ish symphony orchestra.
Well, that's right. You bring up another great point. We've been talking about it over the last month or so, is that it's Arizona's 100th birthday.
This week.
That's right. February 14th, Valentine's Day. We are the Valentine's State.
We are the Valentine's State.
And there's all kinds of great centennial stuff going on this month.
Actually, tonight is the third night of the Downtown Partnerships Big Party Downtown. If you've been to Second Saturday, you know how great that is. Nothing about that magnified over 3 days. Tonight's the last night. You need to go there and have fun.
Well, you know what? You bring up a good point. Have you been to any of these, what are they called? The wagons, the food wagon roundups?
Yes, I have.
Those are crazy. When did those start?
You know, I got to find out what the history of that is, and I don't know exactly who organizes it yet.
Oh, I thought it was a Downtown Tucson Alliance.
No, it's an arts group that actually has put that together, because not only do they have all the food trucks, and these are, if you drive around town, you see on the side of the road people set up, you know, making food. They usually have a table or, you know, a little tent or something. So right now, I think it's about once a month, they're parking at a, you know, you have to know where it is.
In a designated
parking lot.
Right.
Like about 20 of these food cars, food trucks, carts, the whole nine yards, and it's just a party, and the food is phenomenal.
Yeah, now tell me about those tacos that you had.
Oh, they were
Korean tacos?
Korean tacos.
What's that all about?
Some kind of meat.
Fred.
It's with spices and kimchi. And it's in a tortilla, corn tortilla, and it's phenomenal.
Wow.
Phenomenal.
And the line was down the block, you said?
It was down the block. You cannot, I mean, luckily they didn't run out of food, but you had to wait at least 45 minutes to get some Korean tacos.
That's crazy. I got a buddy, Jason Hartenbach, and they just put a food truck together. They're the guys that have the food concessions out of Pima Air and Space. And they've got a food truck that they rolled out there, and they said it's just fantastic.
It's a blast. And not only the food is awesome, the camaraderie, there's wonderful people who come down. They have entertainment. When we were there, there were three different bands that played throughout the evening. It starts like at 4, and it goes until they run out of food.
That's great. That's great.
So one of the things that we hope we're going to start training our listeners to do is go to the website, fredandjeff.com. There's going to be, along the top banner, there's one of the buttons says special events or events. I forget what I titled it. And we are going to be putting a list of all of these kind of things there. So if you want to know what's going on in Tucson, you want to go out, entertain your spouse, your girlfriend, your significant other.
You've got folks that have come in from out of town.
Come out of town.
This is the time.
There is somewhere to go where you can look and see all the kind of things that are going on. And that's not only, you know, these like the food cart roundup or the food truck roundup or the symphony or these kind of things.
The Center for Creative Photography right now is having a big Ansel Adams show that's running through the first part of March.
That's right.
So there's all kinds of stuff for every taste.
You know, the museums in town are doing all sorts of things.
And yeah.
So if you go to fredandjeff.com and look at events, you're going to see all the stuff we talk about here, plus a whole bunch of other things.
Great.
Now, this week also, I mean, obviously it's a centennial, so happy centennial, Arizona. Happy Valentine's Day to our listeners.
Yes, and I want to say happy...
You better say.
Happy birthday and happy Valentine's Day to my lovely wife, Tiana.
Now, she's not as old as the state, but she was born on the same day that Arizona became a state.
Boy, you're a lucky man, Fred. You almost put that size 10 shoe right in your mouth.
I think I crafted that fairly well.
Yes, you did.
But
yep.
There's a cool thing coming up. I believe it's the 18th. The Arizona Historical Society is going to have their grand opening of 100 years, 100 quilts. And it's going to be 100 quilts made from people around the state celebrating the theme of the centennial. I believe there's also going to be some antique quilts there. They're already hanging those quilts over the museum, so if you have a chance to go down, it's near University campus off of Park, a little bit north of University on 2nd Street. It is just a phenomenal, phenomenal exhibit. But there's all sorts of centennial stuff going on this month and throughout the year. Now, the stuff we're going to be talking about as the weeks progress, the rodeo's coming up, the rodeo parade, obviously part of the rodeo. The rodeo museum is open. Go down and visit that. So there's lots of really cool stuff happening.
Right. And folks, before we take our first break, we want to remind you that there are lots of folks that make the Fred and Jeff Show possible, and those folks are our sponsors. So please, if you need a guy to come out and help you with your yard, you're looking to do some tenant improvements in your office, if you need some pests killed, there's all kinds of sponsors that we have.
If you want to throw a party.
If you want to throw a party, right. If you want to buy some insurance, there's all.
And if you want to win a dozen roses.
That's right.
Pay you very
took
close.
It right out of my mouth.
Did I really?
Because later on in the show, we'll be giving away a dozen roses from our friends at Mayfield Florist.
From the Coleman Brothers.
That's right. So stay tuned to more of the Fred and Jeff Show. We'll be back right after this message break. And we've got a great show for you today, so stick around.
Visit the Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
Are you planning a special event or celebration? Call Arizona Party Rental, the number one party rental company in Southern Arizona.
Dave Fitzsimmons, cartoonist here. I figured since you can buy politicians so easily these days, why not rent an entire party? So I contacted Arizona Party Rental, and they said, that's not what we do. Well, guess what I found out? I found out they rent everything you need to throw a party. You know, I'm the kind of guy who likes getting married so often, it's good to know. Planning a party or a special event? Check him out at ArizonaPartyRental.net. Now, every time I get married, I call on Arizona Party Rental. If you're like me and you say I do more often than Larry King, call on Arizona Party Rental. And unlike Uncle Sam, they understand what a tight budget means.
Thanks a lot, David. Hi, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. Do what Fitzsimmons does. Draw your own conclusions. Visit Arizona Party Rental today on Speedway and check us out on Facebook.
When Jeff and I are looking for a good cigar, we head over to Anthony Cigar Emporium.
That's right, Fred. They have a great selection, knowledgeable staff, a comfortable environment. It's the perfect place to buy a cigar for any time.
Three convenient locations, one at Oracle and McGee, one at Crossroads Festival at Swan and Grant, and their new location at Williams Center at Craycroft and Broadway.
Come on over to Anthony Cigar Emporium, get your cigar, and you might even run into Fred and I, and you can tell us why you love Tucson.
Shelby, how does Five Star give back to its customers?
Existing monthly pest control customers who refer a friend to us receive a discount on their next service.
How about your current termite treatment customers?
When a customer's home is treated for termites, they refer a friend who has their home treated, they will receive an additional year of service on their termite contract.
Wow, that could add up to over $1,000 in savings.
Yes, it can. Log on to our website for details on our customer rewards program.
Five Star, the natural choice. 886-0045-5starTermite.com.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
And we're back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt here with my little brother Jeff.
No. Hello, Tucson.
So playing with your phone, are you?
No. You know, I'm pretty happy with this phone.
You got to tell people, because you are like Mr. Technology now.
Oh,
you
have, I am so far away from being Mr.
Technology.
How many
tablets have you had? And you blew one up, and then you got a new phone now.
Let's talk about today's guest, shall we?
Well, actually, one thing we forgot to talk about is David Beckham is coming to Tucson.
Oh, yes. He of the tatted up arms. Bend it like Beckham, Fred. I've seen you bend it like Beckham.
Yeah, I can bend it like Beckham. Yeah, he had a very, very special Super Bowl commercial.
Oh, I didn't see it.
I didn't either, but I heard it was very special.
Good, Fred. Good. So Football Club Tucson, FC Tucson, is hosting the Desert Cup.
But again, go to fredandjeff.com, right, and you'll find out about all this great stuff.
Right. Because you think about it, you know you got rodeo, you know you've got golf, and when you add soccer into the mix, this month of February and March is just crazy.
It's mad.
Lots of sports superstars coming to town, vying for lots of money. show. And let's that's a great segue to introduce our guests for today's show.
Well, do you introduce the guests?
All right. Well,
they're your brethren.
My brethren, yes. Today's show's guests are, we've got Dr. Bob Felix. And Dr. Bob, you have been in Tucson. You're a native of Tucson, right?
Yes, I am.
And you were, earlier before we started on the show, we were just kind of chatting a little bit. And you got your dental degree, your licensing in 1945. You went to USC.
USC, yes.
And then you joined the Navy.
I was drafted, and I had to join the Navy in order to stay in school.
There you go. So you're in the Navy, and when you retired from the Navy, you moved back to Tucson, and you opened up your practice.
That's correct. That was 19—well, I didn't open my practice till 1948.
Okay, and what was Tucson like in 1948 for a young man coming out of the Navy?
It was run by two or three politicians, I recall. Maybe 50,000 people, 60 at the most. The university, well, when I started the university in 1940, we had 2,300 students.
Wow.
And now, the town, I believe, was around 47,000 in 1940, when I started the university, yes.
And so you've seen a lot of changes in Tucson since then.
Yes, and I enjoy all the changes. I'm not one of the ones that want to build up a wall around Tucson. I think for the economy of Tucson, you have to have people coming in. It's a shame we don't have people coming in on American Airlines rather than coming in on a travel trailer or whatever they come in on. I think the economy in Tucson would be much better.
Well, so I guess that leads me to my next question. How did you get involved in golf in Tucson? Because the show today really is about the history of professional golf in Tucson, and you've got a history with golf here.
Well, I'll tell you, I started playing golf when I was 10 years old.
At El Rio?
At El Rio, yes. There was the golf pro there was a fellow by the name of Ossie Clayson. And he also made clubs. And he made a set of clubs for me and a set of clubs for Billy Bell, who was from a pioneer family here, the Corbett family, actually. And that's where I started golf. And, of course, I didn't play much golf while I was in school and in the Navy. But then when I came back in 1951, I joined the Tucson Country Club, and I've been a member there for 61 or 2 years.
So you've seen golf. If I'm not mistaken, and correct me, because, I mean, obviously you've got the history of this, but there was a Tucson Open, a professional golf tournament, that started around that time, maybe a little earlier. And it was run by Ricky Rarick, right?
That's correct. 1945, in February, I believe, in 1945.
And Ricky Rarick,
I was not here at that time. I was in the Philippine Islands in the Navy.
Right. And Ricky Rarick, for those of our listeners who don't know, can you describe who Mr. Rarick was?
Well, Mr. Rarick considered himself Mr. Golf in Tucson. I don't believe Ricky had anything to do with the first couple of three tournaments. Because the first one I saw here was in February of 48. And there was a sports young man had a sports shop here by the name of Jack Ellis. And his father was the one that was handing out the tickets to people to sell. I don't think Ricky came in until a little later. I can't remember the exact date that Ricky came in, but he was not involved in the first two or three.
Mm-hmm. And so how did they get the PGA to come to Tucson back then?
Well, they started in San Diego, then went to L.A., and they went up to Pebble Beach. Then they usually had Phoenix before Tucson. A lot of them just came through here. As I recall, the big three in those days was Byron Nelson, Sam Snead, and Ben Hogan. And they all played in the Tucson Open. And the first purse was $5,000. That was 1945.
That's a lot of money in 1945.
And the winner was a fellow by the name of Ray Mangrum, who won the tournament and got $1,200 for her first prize. Now, This last tournament that was held ended Sunday up in Phoenix. The winner got $1,200,000. So that's a tremendous difference.
Yeah, that's a big difference.
So who was the winner of the first Tucson Open?
Ray Mangrum.
Ray Mangrum. Might be interesting.
He had a brother who was famous, Lloyd Mangrum. He was a better golfer.
But Ray won
it here.
Wow. So you're a young man. You start up your practice. You're in Tucson. The Tucson Open is kind of rolling along, and you've got these golfers. Back then, they were kind of a guy in a car with a set of clubs going from tournament to tournament to tournament trying to eke out a living, right?
There was probably a car full of it with four golfers in it with their clubs trying to make a living, yes.
Wow. So that's changed a bunch because now they're flying around in jets.
That's right.
To and from the tournaments. Amazing. So how did the Conquistadors get involved? And for our listeners who don't know, the Tucson Conquistadors are a big organization here in town that have hosted the golf tournament, the professional golf tournament. But really what they do, that's just a means to an end, and that end is to raise money for youth athletics.
That's correct. We got involved in it, Ricky Rarick. Well, Roy Drachman started this organization in 1960, was it, Jim?
50.
Huh? We're celebrating our 50th anniversary this year.
50th anniversary.
Yeah, and we didn't have anything really. We had the sports award dinner and sold tickets to the Cleveland Indians
spring training games
and things like that. But we had better things in mind, which was the golf tournament. And 3 years after, it might have been a little longer, we got the tournament because Mr. Rarick could not cover the purse. And that's when Roy Drachman walked in, paid for the purse himself. And that's how the Conquistadors got involved in golf.
Wow. That's amazing. That's an amazing story. And the Conquistadors now parlay that tournament into about $1 million a year giving away to youth athletics, youth charities.
I think we've given away, what is it, Jim, about $25 million, something like that, to charity, mostly to your local youth.
Right.
The youth, we don't give anybody money to spend to other people. It's the individual. I guess the Boy Scouts or the Boys Club and the Girls Club, they get some money that they can do.
Sure, they have basketball programs.
Jim can fill in on what they do with the money.
Introduce our other guest.
Yeah, so we have our second guest here is someone who's near and dear to Fred's and my heart, and that'd be our dad, Jim Ronstadt. How you doing, Dad?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, okay.
The laughing is contagious.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? For our listeners who don't know, you were the director of Parks Recreation. Well, you worked for the Tucson Parks and Recreation Department for years, and then became the director, what year was that?
In 1978.
And in 1978, you know, where Dr. Felix is talking about in the 40s and 50s, where there was this little itty-bitty golf tournament that had started up here in Tucson that had the big names of the day come through, you saw that tournament change dramatically because you used to host it at Randolph Golf Course.
Well, Joe Garagiola hosted it, but before him, Dean Martin and Bob Hope were involved in the tournament out at Tucson National, which is now Omni. And the Conquistadors did a marvelous job out there. The city of Tucson got involved because we provided bleachers for seating out at that facility.
And so that was back in the day when the Conquistadors were laying down plywood and pulling in bleachers and selling tickets and standing in the parking lot, helping people find a place to park their car in a dirt parking lot and spending a lot of time kind of living out there for a week putting this event on.
That's right. And my first involvement with the Conquistadors at Randolph was 1979. And in 78, after the tournament, Bob Newlin, who was going to be the 79 chair, gave me a call and asked if the city might be interested in having the tournament at Randolph. I was taken back, very surprised, and told him, well, we'll meet with Joe Valdez, then city manager, and see what we can come up with. So he and a few of the other Conquistadors and myself met with Joe Valdez. They put the proposal before Joe, and the expenses would all be theirs, other than the providing of the golf course itself. The newspapers had a heyday talking about putting tees out in the middle of Alvernon in order to make the golf course competitive. But after lots and lots of inches in the local media, it turned out to be probably one of the best tournaments they had had in the history of the tournament up to that point, from the numbers of people that were able to come out. It was central in Tucson, and everybody had an enjoyable time.
You guys bring up a good point.
Yeah, Jim, weren't they the first, what did we have, three at Randolph?
Yeah, we had one at Randolph and then went back to Tucson National because of an arrangement with Nannini. And then in 1980, the tournament came back to Randolph permanently with Garagiola. There were three more, and then the Seiko Match Play came in, and the PGA decided to build the TPC course out at
Star Pass,
and that basically was the kickoff of the PGA golf courses for tournament play.
Weren't the at least two of the ones that we had at Randolph a match play?
Yeah, all of the after the Joe Garagiola, it was match play.
Yes.
Once we got Seiko involved, that was that's what brought them into the PGA realm, that they wanted to be the sponsor for first match play tournament.
Yes.
See, you bring up a good point. We've got about a minute left before we have to take a break at the bottom of the hour, but this golf tournament has had numerous major sponsors, from Seiko, the Seiko Match Play, Northern Telecom. There was a Chrysler Tucson Open. There have been, and now it's Accenture, for all intents and purposes, the match play that's out at Dove Mountain. But there have been major, major corporate America sponsors that have gotten behind this golf tournament. And what do you guys attribute that to?
One of the conquistadors that helped us the most in getting sponsors was Bill Breck.
The old Dodge dealer.
With Chrysler, yes. As I recall, is that correct, Jim?
Yep.
And so a lot of the conquistadors have had those contacts in the corporate world to bring that money into Tucson. So that's great. And this year, you just said the conquistadors are going to celebrate their 50th year.
That's right.
Having golf tournaments and raising money for youth athletics.
There are 6 charter members left.
6 out of how many?
30.
30. 30 charter members. So we got to take a hard break. We'll be back in a couple minutes after the news break. And folks, stick around to hear more about the history of professional golf in Tucson, Arizona, with our friends Bob Felix and Jim Ronstadt.
A tribute to the late Whitney Houston. The 48-year-old 6-time Grammy winner died suddenly on Saturday. An autopsy is pending, but results will be withheld until toxicology testing. Jennifer Hudson will perform a musical tribute to Houston at the Grammys tonight. Michigan and Arizona up next on the Republican presidential campaign trail. Their contest slated for February 28th. Mitt Romney won Maine's caucuses on Saturday. Ron Paul came in second after hoping for a win in Maine.
The momentum is going to continue. We're not going away. We're going to be in all these places where we're going to continue to pick up the delegates.
Tomorrow, the Obama administration unveils a proposed budget for 2013. It projects a $901 billion deficit. It also projects a deficit of $1.3 trillion this year. We still don't know who won last night's $336 million Powerball jackpot. The winner or winners have yet to come forward. Officials say a single ticket purchased in Rhode Island won the fat prize. Richard Cantu.
This is Jessica Chapin with the KNI On Your Side forecast. We're looking at a cooler start to the work week. Highs between 63 and 68 degrees today. Partly cloudy skies with a 10% chance of rain. Winds from the south at 5 to 15 miles per hour picking up this afternoon. Lows tonight will be between 38 and 43 degrees. Winds from the west at 10 to 20 miles per hour. This is Jessica Chapin for 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
Barker Morrissey Contracting, our goal is to develop lasting relationships with each one of our clients. We measure our success on achieving that in the end. We offer the best possible combination of experience, integrity, and commitment available in Arizona. The foundation of our organization is a commitment to meet our clients' needs from pre-construction services through project build and move-in. We have experienced, cohesive project managers who thoroughly analyze each project prior to construction. We do this to provide value engineering at the front end of the project while reducing time-consuming change orders during construction. We are confident that our collaboration with you will result in a successful project that will exceed your expectations. Barker Morrissey Contracting. Straightforward, honest, and reliable. Call us at 323-3831 to set up an appointment. That's 323-3831.
Do you suffer from irrigation leaks, a broken sprinkler, leaky valves, or you just can't find the problem? At H&S Garden, we provide high-quality, reliable service at reasonable prices. Our repair technician has over 25 years of experience, and if you hate pulling weeds, raking mesquite beans, or trimming those thorny bushes, just leave the dirty work to us. We're licensed contractors with 30 years of experience in landscape management. Our crews are professional and take pride in their work. We'll meet you on site to establish a program that works for you. Call today at 293-6488 or visit us at hsgarden.com. H&S Garden, a family-owned and operated Tucson small business.
What's a monkey burger?
A simple, well-made burger cooked to your choice.
Why monkey burger?
We called it that because come see our art on the walls. It tells a story. Monkey burger, where it's impossible to be a food snob, even if they do serve wine, beer, as well as Tucson's best burger. 514-9797.
Just drive right past Olive Garden on Broadway and Craycroft and park in front of Monkey Burger.
Women Investing, an award-winning comprehensive financial services firm, offers customized programs designed to help grow and conserve your wealth. We encourage you to explore our website at powerwomeninvesting.com and learn more about the services we provide. If you would like to make an appointment, call us at 571-9053. That's 571-9053.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
And welcome back, Tucson. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Rossett. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
How you doing, Tucson? Enjoying the great Sunday morning here in the Old Pueblo.
And we're sitting here celebrating all the great things, the people, the places, the cultures, events, and history that make living in Tucson so wonderful.
A beautiful thing, yeah. And our guests today are, we've got Bob Felix and Jim Ronstadt, both stalwart members of the Tucson golf community, both golfers, but also both conquistadors. And Dr. Felix, you've been in the golf community since the late 40s, and you learned how to play golf here at El Rio. And Jim, or Dad, I should call you, used to be the Parks and Recreation Director. But during the break, we were talking about the LPGA. You know, we were talking about the future of golf in Tucson, and it's great to see all these big guns from all over the world come in, but you're also talking about how the Conquistadors, an organization that raises money for youth charity, youth athletics, I should say, through the golf community, through selling tickets for the Accenture Match Play, the Conquistadors were really involved in the LPGA years ago. Tell us a little bit more about that.
That's correct. When the LPGA started, Sherry Cross talked the copper industry in Southern Arizona to be the sponsor.
Now, Sherry Cross at the time was a council member.
Was a council member. That's correct. And talked the copper industry into sponsoring an LPGA event at Randolph. They sponsored it for 2 years and decided that they didn't want to do it anymore, and talked to the Tucson Conquistadors, who stepped up to the plate, and they became a sponsor of the LPGA for, I don't remember how many years, 4 or 5 years. And then the Conquistadors wanted to spend more time with focusing on the PGA, and the Parks Foundation took that tournament over. Unfortunately, it left Tucson after about 6 more tournaments. So,
but it left Tucson not because Tucson was not a great place to hold a tournament. It left Tucson because the sponsorship money dried up.
That's correct. And at the time, I mean, that's the way it was in the LPGA.
Well, and those golf tournaments live and die by the major sponsors. I mean, I think if any big tournament lost its major sponsor, I mean, if Accenture decided one day to say, you know, we're not going to get into golf anymore, that tournament would have an issue.
Yes, it would. But let me get back to something that all the golf at the municipal facilities provided Tucson with a very positive golfing experience for all the visitors and all the residents of our community. At the time that the tournament first came out to Tucson, the Randolph golf courses, north and south, had more play on them than Torrey Pines from the public. And Torrey Pines had been the number one golf facility in the country up to that point.
Wow.
The Conquistadors also wanted to do something with Randolph and with the kids, and they came to us and proposed that we set up a free golf clinic for the kids and then provide them with free golf during the summer. We loved the idea. It was very successful. It ultimately became golf 12 months out of the year. After school, the kids came out, and then ultimately the First Tee program came on the scene, and the Conquistadors have embraced that, built a clubhouse out at the El Rio Golf Facility, built three par three holes on the driving range, and that program has really taken off, and numbers of kids, thousands of kids, have had an opportunity through the Conquistadors to play golf in Tucson.
Well, I'd take it a step further than that. I'd say tens of thousands of kids over the years have learned to play golf and have picked up that sport and enjoyed it probably for the rest of their life because of that program. So that's huge kudos to the Conquistadors.
I actually didn't learn how to play golf. I learned how to aerate golf courses.
You know, Jiminy, Randolph would still be a great golf course for the LPGA.
Oh, yeah.
It wouldn't be any good at all for the PGA. If somebody mentioned that moving the tee boxes to
Halvernon
and Broadway, and then with the advancement of the equipment and the balls, would be dangerous on the par fours to have bleachers, because the balls would be flying at them.
So let's talk about that. I mean, back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, the technology of golf has changed so much. How was it like back then for these golfers? I mean, they weren't
stroking the ball that long.
No, they weren't hitting the ball that long, were they?
Well, a big hitter in those days was 270, 280. I don't know. I can't recall what the driving contest was where they have those. In those days, the guys used to have long drivers, and they all had some kind of persimmon heads. They didn't have the metal heads. And the balls weren't hot. I think most of the pros will admit to the point that the equipment has helped a lot. But it's the ball that has changed, and they get this tremendous distances.
So when you were running around helping run these tournaments, Dr. Felix, who were some of the big stars? You know, earlier you were talking about hanging out with Yogi Berra and folks like that that were coming to Tucson. What were these guys doing in Tucson? Were they part of the tournament?
Well, Gradiola was the sponsor, or the head man here. When Dean Martin quit, Gradiola took it over, and Gradiola and Yogi Berra were very, very close friends. I think Yogi's a little older than Gradiola, but Yogi Berra was just to sit there and talk, or stand with him most of the time and talk was just absolutely hilarious. It was... He's told some of the darndest stories, and his English is his sentence phrasing is out of this world, as you probably heard.
I've read, yeah, exactly.
And read, yes.
And they used to have, so the Conquistadors used to bring lots of star power into Tucson for a pro-am?
We used to have the President of the United States at one time.
What president was that? Was it Gerald Ford?
Gerald Ford, yes.
Didn't he hit somebody, too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Drive his golf cart into a sand trap or something?
He might have left our tournament out to hit people, but he usually did it at the Bob Hope.
That's great. So we've got one more quick break we've got to take, and then we'll finish out the rest of the show talking about golf in Tucson and where the future lies. So, folks, stick around here on the Fred and Jeff Show, and we'll be right back.
Visit the Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com. Casa de la Luz is Spanish for House of Light. That's what one needs when facing a terminal illness. A House of Light to provide comfort, support, and experienced hospice care during the end-of-life journey. The mission of Casa de la Luz is to provide superior care to patients and their loved ones so that they may complete their mission on this earth in comfort, dignity, and harmony. Founded in 1998 by Lynette Jaramillo and Agnes Poor, Casa de la Luz Hospice has become a leading provider of superior hospice care throughout southern Arizona. Whether it is in the hospital, at home, an assisted center, or a nursing home, the caring staff at Casa de la Luz will reach far beyond the usual and customary hospice service. Every service provided is a reflection of our commitment to our community. Casa de la Luz Hospice, because every day counts.
I'm Jim Ronstadt. Over 100 years ago, my grandfather established Ronstadt Hardware in the heart of the Old Pueblo. The Ronstadts were a pioneer family during the growth of a fledgling city, and his store was founded on hard work, craftsmanship, and good service.
This is Jeff Ronstadt, and I am proud to carry on the family tradition with my dad at Ronstadt Insurance. In these trying economic times, you may have many questions about your health care and what's on the horizon. You may be asking questions like, how do I enroll in a Medicare plan and how much will it cost? Are my prescription drugs covered? And what will my out-of-pocket cost be?
If you are confused about Medicare, call us at 721-4848 and we will help you make a confident decision about your Medicare benefits. We are insurance agents licensed by the state of Arizona and we would be honored to assist you.
That's Ronstadt Insurance. Call us at 721-4848. We are pioneers in good service.
Major League Soccer is coming to Kino Stadium February 22nd through March the 3rd. New England Revolution, Real Salt Lake, the New York Red Bulls, and Los Angeles Galaxy meet to play in the FC Tucson Visitor Diamond Cup. All four dates in this tournament are doubleheaders featuring stars like Kyle Beckerman, Charlie Joseph, Landon Donovan, Thierry Henry, and David Beckham. Mark your calendars. It all starts Wednesday, February 22nd. Tickets are now on sale online at fctucson.com or call 520-334.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
And welcome back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother Jeff.
Hello, everybody out there in Tucson.
And we're talking golf in Tucson.
We're talking kind of the history of golf and the Conquistadors and Tucson Open. We got it. It's how golf has impacted Tucson, the kids that are growing up in Tucson, and how they have an opportunity to learn how to play the great game of golf at no charge at the First Tee program down at El Rio Golf Course. Talking about guys like you and me and their 40 somethings who have learned how to play golf 30 years ago or so, courtesy of the Conquistadors.
No, not learned how to play golf, learned how to aerate golf.
That's right,
golf
Fred. Courses. We're aerators, not golfers.
That's right.
So, and in the studio with us is Bob Felix, local dentist, and Jim Ronstadt, our dad, and retired director of the Tucson Parks Recreation.
Now, we were talking about some of the celebrities that have passed through Tucson with these golf tournaments, and I remember seeing, you know, Bob Hope and Dean Martin, obviously, a lot of stars from Hollywood that Dean Martin had brought in. We saw, you know, great golfers.
Lee Trevino, Chichi Rodriguez. Johnny Miller.
I remember watching those guys, like Chichi Rodriguez would get down on his knees on a green and shoot his putt in like he was playing pool.
Right, billiards. Right.
I mean,
these guys were characters.
Yeah, they were, and they were very close to the fans because of the roping.
The roping? What do you mean by that, Ed?
Well, early on, and Bob may want to jump in here, there was no ropes. The conquistadors would take a rope and follow the golfers so the people wouldn't get too close to them. And then they started roping the golf courses with stakes and rope, and they drive a truck down the side of the hole with a spool of yellow rope in it, and drive rebar into the ground and tie them up, and the spools would fall out of the trucks, or the conquistador would fall out of the truck. And,
well, they'd started drinking early in the morning.
Yeah. And when the tournament came to Randolph, some of my maintenance staff watched the first roping of the golf course and were absolutely amazed at what was going on from the standpoint of the trucks on the golf course itself. Because they did cause rutting, and so they came up with a vehicle, put a spool on the back that you could put the rope on, spools of rope on, and it saved an immense amount of time. Although the rookies never got to enjoy running along a truck or falling out of a truck bed during
the rookie conquistadors,
The time involved in roping courses really almost came down to half a day, and it was still a lot of fun. Rookies used to go out into the parking lots. In my year, we decided we needed a lot more signs on the roads to get to the golf course, and didn't realize how rocky the sidewalk areas were on the way to Star Pass, and we got ourselves an auger and started with auger. Two guys on the auger, and the auger flipped around, and two guys went flying one way and one the other.
Well, I think you bring up a good point. The conquistadors are a bunch of businessmen in town.
That's correct.
They're not by and large, they're not contractors. I mean, there are some contractors that own construction companies that are conquistadors, but these are guys that are white collar or close to it, sit behind desk, sell you an insurance policy or something, and then you take them out and you put them in that environment where they're swinging hammers and using augers, and there's going to be some antics.
I can remember the first time the conquistadors had it out at the National. We had to draw straws as to who was going to be on the parking lot. We didn't have any rookies in those days, and you just whatever you drew, that's what you did, except for the tournament chairman and you guys that handle the caddies and things like that. But the most of us parked cars or whatever you drew, that's what you did.
And you did it for the love of the youth athletics and helping the community.
It, yes.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So the conquistadors and golf in Tucson are really synonymous. I mean, for as long as we've had a professional tournament, by and large, the conquistadors have been there behind the scenes making that thing run.
Yeah, I remember Wayne Durst, who was in the construction business. He was always in charge of the staking when we started staking the darn thing, and he liked to imbibe once in a while. And they would put those stakes in some of those places at Star Pass. They had to find dirt in order to put the stakes in. And Gersey was always given directions. I said, I can't do it with my hands. I work with my hands in people's mouths. I said, I can't handle those sledgehammers. And so I kind of got out of that job. There were some fun things, I'll tell you. There were some fun things that the Contistas did in all the years that we've been involved in golf.
And, you know, the parking lots were probably the best place to work. The rookies really got to enjoy seeing those people that they had sold tickets to come to the tournament, and the people got to see the Conquistadors at work. It was great time spent, lots of camaraderie, and you got to meet the old guys and the new guys. There was always a couple on the course who will remain unnamed that used to come up with all kinds of funny gifts on Saturday and Sunday to crown various individuals that they thought had done a great job but wanted to make sure that their egos didn't grow too big. The Pro-Am was a great time, especially when we had Dean Martin and Joe Garagiola, but more so with Joe. Hal Gross from the Desert Ark, from the Arizona Sonora Desert Museum, used to bring animals out and entertain the kids and the visitors. In fact, I think it helped with visitation to the museum because of what he did at the golf course with the out-of-towners. Stars, I mean, we had the big tent with music and dancing every night. And that used to be a real interesting operation, especially when we went back out to Tucson National. One of the bands decided to practice about 2 o'clock in the morning, and Alan Norville, who became a very good friend of the Conquistadors, came barreling out of his house, and he wanted to cancel the whole event because of the noise that we had generated.
2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I remember Alan's quite a guy. He's still involved in the gym show, you know. He has one acre downtown, and he's got a tent that covers the whole damn acre. And he rents it out. He's very wealthy man. Very wealthy man.
Well, there are a lot of folks in town that have been involved in this endeavor. That have made it what it is today, and the impact that it has on the community, it just cannot be overstated. I mean, it's done wondrous things for tens of thousands of kids in Southern Arizona, and will continue. That's the key.
Having the golf tournament where it is now is very difficult to get a lot of people together, like we did at National. It was right in front of the club there. It was always crowded in front of the clubhouse of the Tucson National. Now you don't see anybody.
Well, because it's so spread out.
It really is spread out.
I mean, it's all over the place out there.
It's a gorgeous course.
It's gorgeous. It's perfect for walking, following someone for 18 holes. And as we're winding the show down, one of the things that I want to remind people is this golf tournament starts next week. It starts on the 20th. Monday the 20th and Tuesday, there are practice rounds, and then Wednesday, and it's a different kind of golf tournament, because typically you think all the big guys are playing on Saturday and Sunday. The match play is a different format. All the top golfers are there on Wednesday.
It's 64?
64.
Every day half the field goes.
That's right. Every day half the field goes away. So if there's a particular golfer that you really, really, really want to watch, you're guaranteed that gentleman is playing on Wednesday. Not so much the rest of the week, because he could get eliminated, and you know, that's happened a lot of times.
Yeah, didn't Tiger fall out first round last year?
You know, I don't know, but I do know that of all the times
he
Tiger Woods
played last year.
Yeah, he was out last year. He didn't make the top
well, the year
64.
Before, remember?
Yes,
like,
he got beat the first round. Tony Mickelson.
Yeah, Mickelson and Woods were out first round.
Right, so Wednesday's really the good day to go, and, you know, all of them are great days to go, but if there's a particular golfer you want to see, you got to make sure you get out there Wednesday. And there are plenty of places to get tickets. You can call the Conquistador office and get tickets. We'll have a link on our website that'll take you to a place to buy tickets for the event. Or if you know a Conquistador, give them a call because they're selling tickets out there too. To this event that helps, you know, keep lots and lots and lots of money here in Southern Arizona, whether it's folks coming in to visit, whether it's youth athletics. This tournament, just like the rodeo, just like soccer, these events are what help drive the economy in Southern Arizona.
Absolutely.
So please support them.
So we have a little bit of house cleaning to do at the end of the show.
That's right, our trivia question.
Our friends over at Mayfield Florist, the Coleman Brothers, always provide a dozen beautiful roses for the winner of our trivia question, which is interesting because this week you'll score major points. It's Valentine's Day.
That's right.
So the
It is Valentine's Day, so you'll have a dozen roses to give to your significant other for Valentine's Day.
That's right. So the first person who sends me an email at fred@fredandjeff.com, and Fred and Jeff is one word, and just put in the title the answer to this question: who won the first ever Tucson Open?
And that's easy to find. It's either you either listen to me because I'll tell you in a minute. It's Ray Mangrum, right?
Correct.
Yep. So you send an email at fred@fredandjeff.com.
But make sure you include his middle initial. That'll be the trick.
Oh, good Lord, Fred. Why do you make it harder than it needs to be?
This is a dozen roses. I mean, this is like a huge, wonderful gift, and you got to earn it a little bit.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think listening to the Fred and Jeff show is earning it enough. So, folks, thanks for tuning in. And gentlemen, Dr. Felix, Dad, you guys are a couple of the reasons that Tucson and Southern Arizona is a great place to live. With your involvement in these organizations, Dad, with your work with the with the Parks and Recreation Department for the number of years that you were involved, you guys are great, and we really appreciate what you've done for the community for the years that you've done it, and hope you continue, as we know you will. And of course, Dad, without you, there's no Fred and Jeff show.
That's
right, Fred?
That's exactly right.
You got that right.
He's like our mini producer.
Right, he is our mini producer. Yeah, whenever we have a hard time trying to find somebody.
Which we never do.
No, and that brings up a good point. fred@fredandjeff.com, folks, if there's a specific topic that you want to hear us talk about, let us know, because we have tons and tons and tons of stuff. It always seems like, hey, don't worry, we got plenty of time before we need to talk about
time
that.
Time creeps fast.
And then the next thing you know, time has come and gone, and we've missed events. So last week there was the big Slavic show at St. Cyril's, and we ran out of time to talk about that. Of course, it happened last night.
Yeah, yesterday.
And we're talking about it now. So if you've got an event or something you want to promote, let us know. We're happy to talk about it here on the show, because that's kind of what makes the community fun. You know, our little bulletin board of community events here. Send it to fred@fredandjeff.com, and we'll be happy to talk about it.
Or you can go to the website at www.fredandjeff.com, and there's a comment button, and you can send us show ideas or event things coming up.
Yeah, let us know. And so we, you know, and again, we like to talk about the history, the people, places. We've got a great music show coming up next week.
And if there's things you want to hear about that we haven't covered yet, I mean, you know, Jeff and I, we love talking about a lot of stuff, but it may not be interesting to everybody. So if you want to hear something about Arizona, let us know.
Right. We've got Science Tucson coming up. We've got, you know, the Centennial. We've been talking about the Centennial for the last month and a half, and now here it is upon us. So there's lots of things to do out there, folks. Go out and have a ball. Enjoy your community. Enjoy your neighbors. Tucson and Southern Arizona, great place to live. And you can hear all about it here on the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.